Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Commission begin interviews to fill 15 board seats. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Last week, commissioners began interviewing candidates for 15 open seats across 9 boards, with more interviews scheduled at their next meeting on June 30th. According to the Gillette News Record, boards range from Library Board with 7 applicants for 2 seats to the Parks and Recreation Board, which has 1 applicant for 1 seat. Some positions remain vacant, including the Public Health Board and Predatory Management Board. Applications are still being accepted for those seats, which come with specific requirements, a dental degree for public health, and a valid Wyoming sportsman's license for predatory management. Commission Chair Kelly McCreary says they're looking for candidates motivated by public service, not personal agendas. He praised the applicant pool, noting they're all qualified and I don't think we'd have a bad one in the bunch. Final appointments will help shape everything from recreation and libraries to land use and public health for years to come. Barrasso optimistic as one big beautiful bill heads to Senate vote. U.S. Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso of Wyoming is voicing optimism as the massive GOP-backed tax and spending plan, dubbed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, heads for a Senate vote. Cowboy State Daily reported, Barrasso said Tuesday, "Today, Senate Republicans stand united," referring to shared principles behind the bill, though not all 53 Republicans have committed to a yes vote. The bill being finalized in committees includes tax cuts, military and border spending increases, work requirements for Medicaid, and a rollback of green energy tax credits. It also raises the national debt ceiling by $5 trillion. Democrats oppose the measure, calling it the big ugly bill. They argue it cuts school lunch programs, health coverage, and Planned Parenthood funding while favoring billionaires and fossil fuel industries. Because the bill uses the budget reconciliation process, it only needs a simple majority to pass. Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to cast a tie-breaking vote if needed. Final Senate debate and voting could come as soon as Friday. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.